Thank you, Rabbi Blezer. It's a chus to be here. We have all come together tonight for one matara, for one goal. And that is that we want to approach the 3 weeks properly. We want to feel proper hargeishos, and we want to feel the proper emotions and the proper feelings, and we want to mourn appropriately for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. L'maisa, it's a very, very important task that we engage upon. The great Sefer Yesod Mishor Shavoda says, Aninus v'abechi al golos hashchino. He says that the feeling of aninus, the feeling of mourning and crying on the golos of the Shechina HaKdosha, Yal Churban Beis HaMikdash, he avoda godol v'atzuma me'od labor yisbar. It's a phenomenal avoda that we do. And we strive in order to maximize the amount of emotion that we can feel. It's an avoda atzuma lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's something that we approach with tremendous sincerity because it's such a choshev avoda that we want to get it right. Furthermore, we have the Chazal in Tainus, Kol HaMisabel, Al Yerushalayim. Anybody who mourns over Yerushalayim is Zoche V'Roe B'Simchosa, will be Zoche to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. And then there's the flip side too, as the Gemara continues, V'Sheino Misabel Al Yerushalayim, Eino Roe B'Simchosa. The person who's not Misabel is not going to see the Simcha. So therefore, we feel that it's very important, I should say it's urgent, of tremendous urgency, as we are going through the 3 weeks with increasing intensity leading up to Tisha B'Av, that we try to come to grips and we try to understand as well as we possibly can the magnitude of the loss that we sustained. The problem is that we are very, very far away from it. And we are Yesomim B'nei Yesomim in this regard. We have no hasaga really of what the Churban Bayis is. And the question then is that are we really able to do all that we want to do? Are we really able to mourn in the way that we would want to mourn? So to this, a phenomenal pshat that I saw brought down in the name of Chaim Volozhiner. First of all, he asked Akasha. If we go back to the quote that I just made, he says that Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim Zoche V'Roe B'Simchos. Really, the verb is in the wrong tense. It should have said Zoche, it should have said Yizke, really. Anybody who mourns properly over the Yerushalayim will be Zoche and will see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. That's very reasonable to say that. But if one says Zoche, that's the present tense. So how is it possible? To answer this, he brings down a Yesod that we have seen before. We saw this Yesod in Parshas Vayigash. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that says, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world in order for mankind to be able to exist, for man to be able to endure, is shichah, that he forgets. When something very painful happens to a person, he forgets. A person, for example, who lost a loved one, so then there is a period of mourning, a shiva, and then shloshin, and then for parents, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. And during that time, the shichah sets into him. And therefore he's able to manage, he's able to get back on his feet. He's able to go on with his life. However, that shichah only pertains to one who has in actuality lost somebody. We know that the children of Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef, when his coat was brought back to Yaakov with blood on the coat, and Yaakov assumed that Yosef had been killed, and he went to a period of intense mourning. And his sons and his daughters arose to comfort him. And he refused to be comforted. Rashi explains as follows. Ein odom mekabel tanchumen al achai v'sover shemes. A person cannot be mekabel tanchumen. He cannot accept comfort over one that is alive and he thinks that he's dead. She'al ha-meis nigzera gezera she'yishtachach min alev. It's only on a mace that the gezera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was rendered to cause it to be forgotten from the heart. V'lo al achai, but not on achai. So therefore Yaakov Avinu could not find Tanchumen because Yosef in fact was still alive. Utilizing this concept, Chaim Voloshiner says that's the reason why we say Zoche v'roeh b'simchasa. What does this mean? Rabosai, we're here trying as hard as we can to feel what we can feel, to get to connect with a wellspring of Avelis, of the potential of Avelis, which is deeply inside every Jewish heart. It's there. Haraya, that we're still desirous of mourning for the Churban Bayis. Now, if the Beis HaMikdash was gone forever, then the natural process of Shechu would set in. Since it hasn't set in, Haraya, that we're sitting here, it hasn't set in. We want to mourn. We want to be able to cry, even. Halavai. We want to be able to feel the anguish and the pain. So that's true. Since that's true, so we see it as very much alive. The Beis HaMikdash is alive. The Beis HaMikdash is coming back. It hasn't died. And that is Zoche. We're Zoche right now. We're roe right now. We're roe the simcha of the rebuilding that hasn't happened yet. But we're zoche, we're roe in the present tense. Enachinami will be zoche, yizke in the future. We'll actually see, b'meir of Yameinu, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see it. But we're, even before that, we're zoche, we're roe right now. Then it remains to us to try to now, encouraged with the fact that we have within us the potential of really, of mourning deeply for the Beis HaMikdash. We have that potential. So now how do we bring it out? That's really the question. What do we do now? What shall we contemplate? What shall we think about in order to help us tap into that wellspring of Avelis that we can bring out for the Beis HaMikdash? I suggest a couple of approaches. One approach is to go back to the Gedolim of previous years and see what they saw, at least see how they mourned the Beis HaMikdash. For it's so far beyond our scope to understand what it was, the magnitude of what it was, the calamity of what it was. But if we can go back to other Gedolim of our Avos, and see how they dealt with it. How Chazal dealt with the Churban, and from their perspective, how they shuddered and how they trembled over it, that it could help to keep us in tune with what we lost. The first episode is the reunion of Yosef and Binyamin. As the Psukim and Parshas Vayigash tell us, when they finally came together again, the brothers came together again, and Yosef revealed his identity. So, after instructing his brothers to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk then says that he cried on Binyamin, Binyamin cried on Yosef. And Binyamin cried on Yosef. What were they crying about? So if you would just read without any pirush, you would say pashut. They cried tears of joy. Hadn't seen each other in 22 years. Everyone cries, hugging his brother. And that would be a very reasonable approach to this pasuk. However, Rashi brings down, it was different. Rashi says it wasn't tears of joy at all. Rashi tells us, Vayipol al Savri bin Yomin Ochi Vayev kal Shnei Mikdoshos Shasidin Lios Vechelko Shel bin Yomin Vesofa Leichore. Yosef HaTzadik was weeping, was sobbing over his brother Binyamin for only one reason. And that's because the sight of his brother caused him to recognize and realize that the two Batei HaMikdash, which were going to be in his chelik, were going to be destroyed. And Binyamin Bocha al Savarov, and Binyamin was crying on the neck of Yosef, al Mishkan Shilo she'asi lios bechelko shel Yosef. V'sofa leichorev, Binyamin was crying for the Mishkan Shilo that was 369 years. The Mishkan was in Shilo, and it was going to be destroyed. That's what they were crying about. My Rebbe Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha, Rabbi Leibowitz of Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, asks a kasha b'shem his father, Reb David Leibowitz. He asks as follows: Aim zeu azman anochel Abel? This is the time to wail? This is the time to cry? Al churban abayis osi lechorev achal amayla elef shana. It's 1,000 years away. And here's your brother. Here's your chance. There's a time for everything. There's a time for simcha. There's a time for crying. It should be a time for simcha. But it couldn't be. It couldn't be. Because seeing his brother, Ach Shavaleim Lismoach, he says, Shepikijosam Karmel Garmelahem Lach Shoval Churban Beis HaMikdash. He says that seeing each other caused the understanding, the reflection of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Machmas Godel Tsarim Al Churban Beis HaMikdash Nidichosav Nisbatl the Gamre Simchosam. The sight, the horrific sight of the Churban Bais, it ejected and threw out the slightest vestige of simcha. Nothing. They were poreitz bevechi. All they could do was sob and cry over the Churban Bais HaMikdash. After 22 years, the two blood brothers from both father and mother, not a shred of simcha at that moment, only bechi, only crying, both of them. That's one source. It's startling to us, but what they perceived as the Churban Bais. Second source, we have in Hosea, a pasuk in Hosea. The pasuk talks about the wrongdoings of Klal Yisrael, talks about the Hariga, the death of Uriah and Zechariah and Novi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu castigates the Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says, Veheima ke'odom avru vris shom bogduvi. What does this mean? Rashi says, ke'odom rishon. The Klal Yisrael at the time of the Bais was like Adam Arishon. Shom Bogdu Bi. There, the Eretz Tova, Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Tova Shehoshavtim Bo, I put them in such a land. This was a beautiful, beautiful, wondrous land of Kedusha. I put them in that land. Shom Bogdu Bi. There they rebelled against me. Ka'odom shehichnastiv leGan Eden. It's just like Adam Rishon. You're just like Adam Rishon. I brought him into Gan Eden. The over al mitzvot sign. He was over on my mitzvahs also. Go back to the Rosh Hashiva. We're having a comparison, Hoshea Novi, between Adam Rishon and the Bnei Yisrael at the time of the Churban. And so says the Medrash. It's in Pesichta De'echa. Rabbi Yavahu Pasach, Veheimach Adam Avru Bris. The Bnei Yisrael at the time of the Churban were like Adam, they were over the Bris. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam Arishon, Nichnasti Oso the Gan Eden. Adam Arishon, I brought him into Gan Eden, Vitzivisiv. and I gave him a mitzvah. And he was over on my tzivui. Vedanti also begirushin. And I judged him by ejecting him and by casting him away. Vekonanti olav eicha. And I bewailed upon him eicha. So we wonder, the Medrash asks, where's the eicha? Where do we see that Hashem Yisbarach said eicha over Adam Arisho? Because he says, Vayomer lo ayeka. When Hashem was, Adam was hiding, and Hashem said, Ayeka, where are you? It's spelled the same way as Eicha. So that's, we know that Eibishter was mourning Adam Arishon with Eicha. Af bono v'chnasti osom eretz Yisrael, also my children. Now we'll have the comparison of the door, Bisman the Churban. Af bono v'chnasti osom eretz Yisrael. I brought my children in Eretz Yisrael b'tzivisim. I gave them mitzvahs. V'avru al tzivuyai. And they were over my tzivuyim. V'danti osam b'geirishin. V'danti osam b'shiluchin. Same thing. I judged my people by ejecting them and by driving them out, just like Adam HaRishon. V'konanti aleim eicha yoshva badad. And I said, eicha over my children. Alas, she sits in solitude. So that's the comparison. Sounds like an apt comparison. But the Rosh Yeshiva asks, he says, not a comparison at all. What are we comparing? We're comparing the punishment of Klal Yisrael Bizman Abayis to Adam HaRishon. What happened with Adam HaRishon? What was the extent of the ramifications of eating from the Eitz HaDaas? The whole world changed. There's a different world. It was admamish, a different bria. Teima keitzad efshel idmosim zelozeh. Al yidei shenen ash odom risho nigram hefsed l'kol adoros adyimosam Mashiach. By Adam's chayit, there was a difference in the whole bria, bein bergashmius, bein beruchnius. Yisgar Shemi Gan Eden, he was taken out of Gan Eden. Yischai v'lavod b'zeyas apayim. Now we have to work for our livelihood. V'niknusu aleim misa, and death was rendered upon the mankind because of that. So how do you compare it to the Churban? The Churban is unspeakable. It's terrible. But to Adam HaRishon, the chayit of Adam HaRishon. So Rosh Yeshiva answers, Al korchach tzorich lomar sheyodu chazal. That the punishment of the churban, that the, what came as a result of the churban, was takadome le'onesh ha'nitin Adam HaRishon. It was dome. It was similar. Shegam churban beis hamikdash. Onesh nora bein begashmius bein beruchnius. We can't fathom it. We just don't know. But from the eyes of Chazal, they did know. What happened as a result of the Churban was a change forever in the material state of the world and in the ruchniyus state of the world ad olam until Yemos HaMashiach. That's a second source. The third source is Yoshio HaMelech. There's a Gemara Moed Katan. It was said about Yeshaya, a pasuk in Malachim, Lachin ani osifcha el avosecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yoshiyahu, I'm going to gather you to your fathers, v'nesafta al kavura secha b'shalom. And I will gather you to your grave, your burial place b'shalom. You'll die b'shalom. That was a nevuah. That was said by Yoshiyahu. So, what happened? Vayoru hayorim lemelech Yoshio. The archers shot at Yoshio 300 arrows until his body was like a sieve. So what do you do with the pasuk? The pasuk says that he's going to die b'shalom. That's shalom. That's the kash of the Gemara. What's the Gemara's teretz? Omar Rav Yehud, Omar Rav. Shazal Kivar Amalei Hachi Yomar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Shalochara Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. He didn't live to see the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That was Shalom by him. Meaning to say that the disaster of the Churban Beis HaMikdash would have been so unbearable that it compared to being shot 300 arrows, it's Shalom. From these three sources, we begin to see, from trying to gain a perspective of what we lost, which is so hard for us to gain. Perhaps we have a little bit of a greater glimpse. Tisha B'Av is going to come, and we're going to be trying to fathom what happened. And we can climb into the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik and see what he saw, or what Yoshiyahu would have seen, what Chazal see as the comparison to Adam HaRishon. When Tisha B'Av comes, it was sitting on the floor. It adds a greater depth to the understanding of the magnitude of what we've lost. There's a second approach. And that is to use our imagination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the ability to imagine things. Let's try to imagine. Says the Yesod V'Shor Shu'avodah, Kavonas Tainus Tisha B'Av. The Kavonah of the Tainus of Tisha B'Av. He says as follows. The Iker of the Tainus of Tisha B'Av. Lahachnis Belibo Tsar is to inject into his heart Tsar V'Aninus Godol I'll call Hanizkar b'Megillah, on everything that's said in Megillah Eicha, to try to personalize it and to put it into ourselves, tsar. Tahainu al godol tsarum, the godol of the tsar shehoyu az li Yisrael am kodosh, b'misos mishunos. Now, misa mishuna is a different death. And that is a euphemism for a horrific way to die. And the Mises Mishunos that existed at that time to contemplate B'yichud al godel chilul shmo ha-godel al shel boreinu yisbarach shmo v'yisaleh. Think about number one, Misos Mishunos. Misos Mishunos. The Harigas Tzadikim. I hope you don't mind. I'd like to dwell on this a little bit. The Harigas Tzadikim HaChasidim. The death, the murder of our Chasidim, our Tzadikim. Al Klal Ha'umo Yisraelis HaKadosh Shenehergu B'Misos Achzorios. The way they killed us. Misos Achzorios, Mishunas. The Nishpach Dom Ambosan Azman, a blood ran at that time. Now here he's talking about Chof Sivan. It's interesting, I'm just flipping from page to page. There was a Tainus of Chof Sivan, of the 20th of Sivan. There was a Tainus that was, which we don't observe today, but there was such a Tainus. And he's talking about that Tainus, but it's all Nogeya. It's all Nogeya together. It's Nogeya certainly to Tisha B'Av and Shivas B'Tam. It's Nogeya to the Shoah, to the Holocaust, and get all of this. To think about it, the konen ulitztayer b'libu alagrias bon of shemokam baruch hu. Number two, al godol sarum shehoyu az liyisrael am kadosh. Yichud al godol chilul shmo ha-godol shel boreinu yisbarach shmo. What about the tsar? The tsar that came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'yichud ben osam achayolos, especially those soldiers, asher tzivo, pasach beis hamikdosh, the soldiers, the Romans, the Bavloyim, watch them. Look at that. How they ran into the Beis HaMikdash. Shenichnesu az leheichol Hashem. They went into the Heichol of Hashem, or Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Watch it. They went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They called Nosnu Beis Hashem. They shouted, hooped, hollered in the Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim. Ki Yom Moed, like a Yom Tov for them, it was like a festival for them. The Karkaru, they cackled. Karkaru. They were cackling. Wildly. Shom, they call me a schok vihito. All kind of schok, all kind of mockery, all kind of laughter. The Omra, yay, elo, Elokeim, where is your God? The Holocaust. The Shah said different signs before the gas chambers. Tzadikim Yavovam, whatever they had, mocking us. Koze Yosim Adam Elibo. He should run it through his mind. Beis Kriyas HaMegillah. At the time of the reading of the Megillah Eicha, the Yiv Kibimar Nafesh, Me'od Bechigodol. And to cry Bimar Nefesh, Me'od, with a great cry. Think about the Yisurim, everybody. The Yisurim. Yisurim Kashim Umarim Be'ez Harigosa. Think about Be'ez at the time that they're being murdered, at the time that our Am Kodesh is being killed. Think about the Kashim, the Yisurim Kashim Umarim. Be'ez Harigosa, the goof at the time that they're expiring. Didn't the gas chamber? Gas chamber. It took a time, it took a little while to die. Can't talk about the Yisurim Kashim Umarim, men, women, and children. Yeshlonu Lisonein Ulakonein Ulitsayer Al Zeharbe Meod. This is an Eitzah, this is a Tachbula. We have a wellspring of mourning in us. It's deep, deep inside us. We have lots of mourning and lots of tears. This is the suggestion and Eitzah that the Yesod V'Shor Shavod is giving us in our minds, imagining. Kavonazu, he says, this Kavonah should stay with him the whole day of the Tainus. We know Rabosai, we're not supposed to be mafsing, not to be masich das from the Tainus the whole day. He says, "Bevadai yechashiv lo lavoda gedola v'atzuma me'od labora yisparach shema." Person takes to himself to try to envision, to try to mourn, to try to cry. It's considered an avoda atzuma ta'kodesh baruch uscharo harbe me'od. We stand here in North Miami Beach. We'll be celebrating Tisha B'Av this year, hopefully. Not too late, we can be in Yerushalayim, but if not, Chas V'Shalom will be here. The schar is enormous in Shemayim. Anybody in our door, yes, our door also, is trying to reach back to have that image of what happened. I want to mention a Gemara. As Gemara in Brachas, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei de Rav Shalosh Mishmaros Have Halayla. There are three Mishmaros of the night. Yalko Mishmar U Mishmar Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoeg Ari. And every Mishmar HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and he's roaring like a lion. The Omer Oy Lebonim Shevavanu seyem echravti es beisi v'sarafti es echoli. Woe for my children, that because of their averus, I destroyed my house and I burned my heichol. Eglisim lebeinu umos olam, and I exiled them to the nations of the world. It is brought down a pirush of the Torah Chayim to Sanhedrin on the double lashon here. It says, Hechravti es beisi v'sarafti es eichol. I destroyed my bias and I burnt my heichol. So what is the kefil, the double language there? Is it the same thing? It's just a different way of saying it. Yesh mefarshim es kefil haloshen. Hechravti es beisi v'sarafti es eicholi. Shechravti es beisi is mekuven l'siluk ha-shechina. It's not the same thing. Hechravti es beisi, I destroyed my house. That's referring to the siluk of the Shechina in Beis HaMikdash. That's when Hashem Yisbarach's Shechina departed. Bilu sarafti es eicholi mekuven l'churban ha-gashmi. Then the burning down of the heichol, that's referring to the gashmiistic, actually the sreifa. And it had to be in that chronology. Rak acharei shehistalik hashchina mibeis hamikdash yochlu ha'oivim l'sarfo. In other words, there was a two-step process. Nobody could touch the Beis HaMikdash. Kol zman that the Shechina is in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no sreif from the Beis HaMikdash. Nobody's setting a toe in the Beis HaMikdash. What had to be, as Hachravti as Beisi, is referring to the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shechina departed. Once the Shechina departed, then the non-Jews could come in, they could do what they wanted with it. And that's what happened. I wanted to think about what we can do today, Rabosai, in a positive sense, to bring about the rebuilding of the Bayis HaShlishi, b'mehera v'yameinu. And it occurred to me, using this as an avenue, perhaps, what shall we do to keep the Shechina in Klal Yisrael? The Shechina remains among us, nobody can hurt us. What shall we do for the Shechina to remain among us? In Parshas Vezos HaBracha, the famous Pasuk Vayhivi Shurin Melech, Bisasev Rosh Yom Yachad Shifte Yisrael. He became the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the king over Yeshurin. When the numbers of the nation gathered, the Shifte Yisrael, Yachad, we're all together. Rashi says, Dover Acher, Bisasef, Bisasfam, Yachad, Baguda Echos. And the Bnei Yisrael will come together as an Aguda Echos. The Shalom Beineim, and the Shalom among us, Humalka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Velokish Yesh Machlokis Beineim, not when there's Machlokis. In this time, we strive to seek shalom with our friends, our neighbors, our families, our spouses. Shalom. Shalom. Give, 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 give. I heard a story. Person went to a rav with a terrible complaint. What happened? He got a paper delivered to his lawn every morning. I'm not encouraging a newspaper, but kach havi, this is the story. He had a newspaper, you know, they throw the newspaper on the lawn, and it has a plastic wrap, and he would go outside, the balabas, to pick up the paper, and he saw that somebody used the paper already. You could tell, it's not packed the way they pack it at the newspaper publishing company. It was taken out, it was refolded, not exactly on the lines. It was stuffed back into the plastic. It happened the next day, so he decided to wait early in the morning as he was taking his newspaper. And lo and behold, his neighbor from next door is coming over and borrowing his newspaper. So he goes out and says, Slicha Aduni, why are you taking my paper? And he looks at him incredulously, he said, what's the problem? He said, you got up an hour later, I got up an hour early. So I want to read your paper. I don't disturb it. I just take it, I read it, and I put it back in the plastic. What should be your problem? He says, I'm dumbfounded. I can't believe it. Can't you believe it's not a problem? What? He said, no, I can't believe it. I think Mamish was like loggerheads. They couldn't figure it out. had no resolution. Saying the side, so the man decided to go to the Rav. And he explains to the Rav the problem. What am I going to do with my neighbor? He reads my paper. So the Rav says, how much does a yearly subscription cost? $75. The Rav said, I suggest you write a check to the newspaper for $75 and have him deliver a paper to your neighbor. He said, what? So I should pay $75 that he should read a paper. He should pay me the $75. Rav said, listen, what's $75 worth? You'll have a chaver back. What's going to happen this way? You're going to blow up with each other. You won't be able to look at each other. Is that what you want? You want that sitting on your heart and you want that dwelling on your mind. Believe you me, it's worth the $75. Shalom. Shalom is worth $75. So he sent off a check to the newspaper. The next day, the neighbor comes, sees a paper on his lawn, calls up the newspaper, what's going on? Oh, you have a subscription. A subscription? He runs over to his friend and says, I feel so bad. You spent all the money. I feel so bad. Please, please forgive me. The whole thing boiled over. And they were chaverim again. What we have to do for Shalom? If that's the thing which is going to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Melech on Klal Yisrael, that there shouldn't be somebody else to be the Melech. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the Melech. And so now we have to think about it. When I pass somebody on the hallway, do I look at him? Do I notice him? Am I so involved in my own pursuits? I don't smile at anybody. I don't look at anybody. Preoccupied. Well, maybe we should take it upon ourselves, especially during this time, to hold fiercely onto the Shekhinah, that he should dwell within us, and everybody should think, what can I do to foster Shalom, especially with my wife? Especially with my wife. Do I compliment her enough? I have to compliment her. Am I nice? Am I agreeable? Am I pleasant? Do I take all my burdens into the house at the end of the day and make her suffer also? With my children, my comrades, multitude of opportunities that we have during the day to foster Shalom. Foster Shalom. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should bench us that whatever kind of steps that we can make to seize and hold on to his Shekhinah, especially in these trying, trying days, you never know what one person's efforts can do. We never know. What one person, a little improvement in one person, what difference that could spell for the entire nation. We never know. And the fum sara agra, according to the pain, is the reward. We have looked through the eyes of our ancestors. We have understood that we are not forgetting the Beis HaMikdash because we have this a wellspring of aninus deep within inside us that's waiting to burst forth. And we've discussed images, seeing. I'll close with the following. There was once a father who noticed that his son was looking forward to the fast. My son, why do you look forward to the fast so much? Because after the fast, we get bagels and lox, and whitefish too, and those red onions mommy makes. Bagels and lox and whitefish and red onions. I look forward to the fast, so I got to have the treat at the end. His father saw something was missing. He stayed up late that night, the night of the fast. He went through all back issues of the Yated, of the Hamudiyah, of all of the Jewish magazines. And he cut out pictures, snipped out pictures. And he made a little album, about 20 pages. The next day, during the fast, he said, "My son, I want you to see this picture out." What was the pictures? He had found the pictures the camera had taken of parents whose children were killed by suicide bombers. And the picture of the mother who was weeping over the grave. Pictures of an orphan who lost both his parents in a drive-by shooting. Pictures, pictures, more pictures. Showed the son the album. And the son said, "Abba," he said, "I think I understand. To have in our mind the images of the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, and the images of the Tsar of HaKadosh Baruch, who's crying over his children and the Golus of the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch will help us, Rabbosai, to mourn properly, to be able to get in touch with that wellspring that lies within us. And may this be the last Tisha B'Av in Golus, and may we soon see Binyan Beis HaMikdash b'Mehirah v'Yameinu."